The Food and Drug Administration has approved a new drug to treat opiate addiction. It's called Probufene, and its manufacturer calls it a game changer because it's an implant that releases medication over a period of months. But as Patty White reports, some main physicians who treat people with opiate addiction are more skeptical about the drug's potential promise.
A major benefit of Probufene, says Behshad Sheldon, the CEO of the company that manufactures it, Braeburn Pharmaceuticals, is that it simplifies the medication aspect of treating opiate addiction. Patients don't have to remember to take a pill every day or worry about their medicine getting lost or stolen. They also don't have to worry about temptation.
You know, we're all flawed human beings, so there are occasions when people who have opioid addiction make poor choices and may decide to stop taking the medicine on a Thursday so they can go out on a Saturday. With Probufene, that choice wouldn't exist anymore.
Probufene provides 6 months of constant blood levels of buprenorphine, a medication already on the market to treat opiate addiction. Probufene is intended for those who already take buprenorphine and are further along in their recovery. Dr. Meredith Norris, a Kennebunk-based family physician who treats opiate addiction, says she's encouraged to see this kind of innovation around medication-assisted treatment.
I think that it is going to solve a number of problems in terms of will create improvement of access.
Norris says Probufene could mean that more physicians will offer medication-assisted treatment, since they won't have to worry about monitoring patient pill counts and the possibility of diversion.
The kind of weird consequence that may happen is that since there's not going to be as much diversion, there won't be people buying street Suboxone as much, which is kind of a mixed blessing because many people who can't get into treatment actually are buying street Suboxone as their way of maintaining their sobriety.
Other providers like Brent Miller, the program director for the Discovery House in Bangor, say they need as many tools as they can get to treat opiate addiction. But Miller worries that as new medications are approved, providing access to other important aspects of treatment are overlooked.
While the medication is important, it is only part of, and the long-term recovery is really based on, the actual process of counseling and behavior change that a person does.
Dr. Mark Publicker, who runs a Portland-based private practice in addiction medicine, says he's concerned that Probufene could diminish oversight of patients. That's not ideal for patients, he says, or physicians.
Reimbursement is a challenge. I'm bewildered and don't know what the business plan would be for a practicing physician who would be able to see a patient otherwise monthly, who would put in an implant and see the person back in 6 months.
Publicker has his eyes towards other medications in the pipeline that he says will be more helpful, including one that's injectable and lasts a month. Braeburn Pharmaceuticals CEO Behshad Sheldon says in addition to the implant Probufene, the company is developing buprenorphine medication that's injectable in weekly and monthly doses.
Between the suite of products, we think we can really help make a dent in this disease and change how treatment is both perceived and given in this country.
Sheldon says the company is also developing outcome-based agreements, so if insurance companies don't see a savings in treatments using Probufene, they'll be rebated the difference. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.